Hi, good evening. This is Chaim Bravender, Rosh Yeshiva of the Web Yeshiva, an opportunity for everybody to learn Torah at their level and their interest. Look us up. Today's day of learning is dedicated to Ilui Nishmat Shoshana Bat Sofi by an anonymous donor. We wish the Neshama will have an Aliyah. Just 1 second. The parasha of this week is Pekudei. And we know that there are big problems that are connected to the order of parashiyot at the end of the book of Shemot. And the last five parashiyot are especially confusing because first there is Truma and Tetzave. Truma is a parasha about the Kelim and building the Mishkan, the tabernacle. The Tetzave is about Big Day Kahuna. The last two parashas in Shemot are a reflection of those two parashiyot, Vayakel and Pekudei, parallel to Truma and Tetzave. But it's not eminently clear why this should be, and you have to remember that Truma was the first thing, the first parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Bnei Yisrael after he received the Torah on Har Sinai. So it could be that the parasha in between, right, the two, Truma Tetzave and Vayakel Pekudei, is Ki Tisa. And the dominant story in the parasha of Ki Tisa is the Chet HaEgel. And it would seem that the Chet HaEgel, at least according to some of the comments that are made by the famous commentators, including Rashi, that Chet HaEgel changed everything. Even though it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled the people of Israel to remain, to live, nevertheless, their relationship changed in a serious manner. So that may be the reason that it was necessary for the Torah to teach us building the Mishkan again, because it wasn't the same Mishkan. The Mishkan of Truma and Tetzave, the Mishkan of Truma and Tetzave represented the closeness of man to God, the opportunity that we had to carry Matan Torah with us. We lost some of that. Now, it's not easy to kind of establish the loss in terms of pounds and tons of closeness. It doesn't seem to work. But we can understand the fact that if Bnei Yisrael participated in the Chet HaEgel, in the sin of the golden calf, which was idolatrous, whether it was halachically idolatrous or just thoughtfully idolatrous, it doesn't matter. I mean, can you imagine that when Bnei Yisrael heard the Aseret HaDibrot coming down from Har Sinai, that's what they heard. They said, don't include any other God with our God. And that's what they did. They included, whether the inclusion was tremendous or less than tremendous, I mean, it's hard to know. But they did something. And after the discussion between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu, and after the discussion where HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, it said it's over, and Moshe Rabbeinu defended Am Yisrael. And it would seem that his defense of Bnei Yisrael was successful, at least in part. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally says, okay, they'll continue to live, but it won't be the same. It's though there's another judgment that's taking place on another group. And the other group is also going to be punished heavily, but they'll never get back to the relationship that they might have had. And so, Truma Tetzave is about building the Mishkan before the Chet HaEgel, and Vayakel Pekudei is about building the Mishkan after the Chet HaEgel. And that sort of just emphasizes for us that building the Egel HaZahav, building the Egel HaZahav was a game changer. It was, you know, there's a limit. There's a limit to how much forgiveness can be applied to our situation. So that's like the overwhelming problem of these parshiyot. But then there are also smaller problems. And the smaller problem we want to deal with today is building the kiyor. So the pasuk says, if you look at the pasuk, it's on the sheet, right? Vayase ta kiyor de choshet. Now we don't know exactly how the kelim was supposed to look. There's a lot of information about the kelim, these vessels, in the chumash. But at the end of the day, I can only imagine what a kiyor nechoshet is, but I can't be absolutely certain. So usually we explain kiyor is like a tureen, a soup tureen, big soup tureen that you could fill up with water. It was made out of nechoshet. Vayaset a kiyor nechoshet copper. That kano is the what it sits on. Like there's a stand, and then there's the tureen. Kano nechoshet. Right, so okay, vayas, that's what happened. They made what they were supposed to make. Now, it's not clear about the kiyor, what the standing of the kiyor is. You know, some things were necessary objects in order to be called the Mishkan. You had to have a Mizbeach, and you had to have a Shulchan, and you had to have a Menorah. But did you have to have a kiyor? Was that part of the Beit HaMikdash, or was that like today? People wash before they come into the dining room or before they come to eat. You know, you wash over there and you eat over here. How was it with the Kohanim? What if the Kohen came and said, I don't have to wash my hands and my feet because they're clean? Was the clean a factor? Okay, so all of these things are clarified as we go along, but the pasuk says, "Vayaset akinor nechoshet." That's pekudei. They made it. They actually did it. They did the kiyor nechoshet. That kano nechoshet. It's all made out of copper, which shines. And then the pasuk says, "Bimar ot hatsov ot asher tsav u petach ol moed." Again, bimar ot. Mar'ot seems to come from the word mar'eh, which is a mirror. Mar'ot at sov'ot, the word sov'ot, in the various chazalim, is like a collection. There's like a lot of them. The mar'ot, lots of them. Asher tzavu is the same word, which they piled up. Petach o'el mo'ed. And of course we don't understand what Mar'ot HaTzavot have to do with building the Mishkan. We know that they needed jewels and gold and silver and fine cloths. They needed all of those things. But what are the Mar'ot HaTzavot? And how do they fit into building the Mishkan? So Rashi explains this problem by quoting, more or less quoting the Tanchuma. Rashi, you know, in Breishit and Shemot especially, liked Tanchuma a lot. And we're going to learn the Rashi. We're going to learn the Rashi, which is pretty much exactly what the Tanchuma says. So let's look at the Rashi and B'mar Ot HaTzovot. B'not Yisrael, this is what Tanchuma said. The the women of Israel had mirrors. I guess somebody said, where did they get these mirrors from? So here's some kind of a general statement about women, right? When women beautify themselves, they look in a mirror. Okay, that seems reasonable. And that explains why women had mirrors. Why women had mirrors. Sheroin bahem kshehe mitkashtot. Vaf otan lo ikvu milahavin nidvat ha-mishkan. So the Tanchuma starts out by saying, look at that. They had these mirrors, and the mirrors were something that they liked and they needed, and they beautified themselves in looking into the mirror. And then af otan, and nevertheless, in spite of the fact that they liked the mirrors, lo ikvu milahavil in idvat mishkan, they included that in them in the donation that they made for the mishkan. Like, it's hard to know exactly what difference does it make. What were they? They were money. They were used for other things. I mean, what was it that they were lo ikvu bilavil nidvat mishkan? Vayam mo'es Moshe Bahen. Moshe Rabbeinu found this a disgusting matter. Disgusting. Why? Mipnei she'asuyim liyetzer hara. Because these mirrors were supportive of the yetzer hara, I guess in the women and in the men. In other words, the women were beautiful. This led them to sexual activity. And that was something that encouraged the yetzer hara. I'm trying to kind of fill in the blank a little bit. But that's what the Mechilta said, the Tanchuma says. He says, Mipnei she'asuyin liyetzer hara. Moshe Rabbeinu had a position. He was building the Mishkan. Of course, Bezalel helped him, Eliyahu helped him, but he was in charge. And here the people of Israel, the women of Israel, are bringing mirrors. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, ugh, I can't stand it. Mipnei she'asuyin liyetzer hara. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is a wondrous statement in the middle of the Tanchuma. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kabel. Kabel means accept the donation. Like today, there's sometimes problems with donations, of the people who give the donation. So you have a standoff between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kabel, take the donation. Ki elu chavivin alai min hakol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love them, I appreciate them more than any other alai min hakol. Everything else that was brought, everything was donated for building the Mishkan, I love these mirrors. These mirrors are the best. Shaharei yedehem ha'emidu hanashim tzivaot rabot b'mitzrayim. Because they, these mirrors, al yedehem, because of the mirrors, the women established armies in Mitzrayim, tzivaot, not tzovot, but tzivaot, Rabot b'Mitzrayim, Shayu b'Aleihem Yegayim b'Avodat Perach. The husbands came home tired. They were slaves. They were working. Yegayim b'Avodat Perach. Hayu holchot u'molichot lahem ma'achal u'mishteh. They would go. These women. Hayu. They would bring them food to eat. They would go out to greet them or meet them, or and they would give them food and drink. Umachilot otam, they would feed them, the husbands, v'notlot hamarot, and they would take these mirrors. Kol achat ro'ah atzma im ba'ala be'mar'eh, and all of these women, ro'ah, each woman, ro'ah atzma im ba'ala, she would see herself with her husband, ba'mar'ah, right? She got the message. The message came in with, this is the time. O mishadelato bidvarim. And she tried to impress him with the moment, right? Lomar anina emimcha. She would say, "I am nicer than you." Umitoch kach meviot lebalehem lidei ta'ava. And in that way, they would kind of bring their husbands to a state of desire. V'nizkakot lahem, and then they would have sex together. Umit abrot v'yoldot sham. They would, the women as a result would become pregnant and eventually give birth there in Mitzrayim. So that in Mitzrayim there was a story. There's a story about what's happening in Mitzrayim. That the king of Egypt said, they have to work, they're going to be slaves. And Am Yisrael, the men in Yisrael, came to the conclusion that there was no future. Why would you want to have children that are born into a world of slavery? Why would you want to have children who are born into the Egyptian system? So they didn't want to have children. And the women were the ones who took the initiative. And I mean, this idea, you know, is also an idea that exists about Moshe Rabbeinu. His parents also, they didn't want to have children, but Yocheved convinced the husband that they should do it in any event, and it was a good thing that they did. But this idea that slavery, where there is no kind of estimate of a future, indicates that the reasonable reaction is not to have children. So it turns out that the marot, these mirrors that the women gave to donate to the Beit HaMikdash, donate to the Beit HaMikdash, were the cause of salvation. The future became connected to the marot, to the mirrors. They connected the mirror. But yet we see that there is an argument. There's an argument between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That somehow seems to us to be a little bit strange. Why was it put in that way in the Tanchuma? It could be Moshe Rabbeinu reflected. Why did he have to have an argument with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on building the Mishkan with the mirrors, so that obviously what we're seeing is two attitudes to Ra. Moshe Rabbeinu said, but it's Ra. There's something wrong with what the mirrors represent. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, it's wonderful. Look at what they accomplished. Look at how the world has been satisfied by their actions. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. But it seems to me that even though we are conditioned to think of the Yetzer Hara as being a force that we can't really overcome, why not look at it differently? the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yetzer Hara is not Ra. There is no such thing as the Yetzer Hara. What there is Yetzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested us with inclinations. For example, everybody wants to eat when they're hungry. Everybody has a desire for sexual activity when it is legitimate. So, what is the Ra? The answer, I think, is that the Ra is a choice. It's not that you are Ra or there's Ra inside of you that's pushing you in a certain direction. It is rather that you have chosen. You've chosen the wrong direction. And that's not part of the creation. The creation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the creation of Yetzer. Right? Vayitzer. It says by Adam HaRishon, Vayitzer. Yetzer means your inclinations. Your inclinations are built into you. But the use of the inclinations is not built in. That's a matter of choice. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, look, these Mar'ot represent the fact that we can't control ourselves, that we don't know how to live a saintly or sanctified life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, no, you see the opposite, that even though in Mitzrayim there was generally an accepted principle by the people that they should not engage in sexual activity. They should not have children because there's no future for them. When the light of God shone upon them, the women understood that the Yetzer could be a positive thing and they acted in a positive way. And this was a lesson to Moshe Rabbeinu, who for some reason was not able to understand this point. So that is just finished the Rashi, Shenemar, Nachat HaTapuach or Articha. Also, the idea that we just right. V'zeu shenemar b'maraot atzovot v'nasa kiyor mehem. The kiyor was made from the maraot atzovot that the women brought, using them for beautifying themselves with their husbands. Shehu l'sum shalom bein ish l'ishto. And he reminds us of a further use of the kiyor. And that's with the Isha Sota, the woman who gets herself into trouble. In other words, you remember the Isha Sota is in a doubt, her status is doubtful. Like the husband can say, I saw her go into this room with this guy, and they were there for a long time, but I don't have witnesses that can tell me what they did in that room. So that creates tension in the family, and the mesota, the solution to that tension, is lashkot mimayim shebitocho et shekineila ba'ala v'nistira. So it says, she drinks this water, and so if she's innocent, that retrieves the shalom bayit. The husband and the wife can get together again. Furthermore, Rashi says, these are real mirrors. Sharei ne'amar unechoshet hatnufa shivim kikar v'gomer v'ya'as ba v'gomer v'kiyor v'chano lohus kurusham. In other words, the things are made out of copper are not, but the kiyor is not mentioned amongst them. Lamadeti, lamadeta, shelo haya nechodesh shel choshet shel kiyor, minechoshet hatnufa. The nechoshet of the kiyor didn't come from the nechoshet that was used from other kelim. Kein Doresh Rabbi Tanchuma, all of this is found in the Tanchuma, etc. So that the Nechoshet that was used for the Kiyor was special because its purpose was special. It had a functional purpose, like people with the Kohanim would wash their hands and their feet, but the existence of the Kiyor made out of the Mar'ot, and only the Kiyor was made out of that, the Mar'ot, came for a different purpose and a different reason. In order to understand a little bit better what Rashi is saying, we have to look at the Ramban. Just one second. The Ramban, sorry. There's the Ramban. You see where it says Lashon Rashi? He quotes Rashi, but he doesn't quote it the way we have it. But he says here in the fourth line, "V'nasahat kiyor mehem," the kiyor is made from these marot. Sheilasum shalom ben ish liishto. Its purpose is peace between the man and a man and his wife. Vashkot min hamayim shebo laisho shekineila. In other words, she's going to drink the water, the mesota, which is made of the water that's in the kiyor shekineila ba'ala. Right, that's the end of the Rashi as the Ramban. As it benistira, so that there's a slight connection. In Mitzrayim, the women had to make a kind of peace with their husbands in order that the sexual activity should be continued. And in the Mesota, the water that came from the Kiyor was doing the same thing. Va'atam b'medrash hazeh. The Ramban continues and says, I want you to understand the Medrash. Shebekol melechet ha-mishkan kiblu ha-takshitim min anashim. After all of the jewelry that was put into the, for example, the clothing of the Kohen, it all came from the women. Kidichtiv, remember that pasuk v'yavo anashim al hanashim. A view that the men brought more than the women. A view, chach v'nezim v'tabaot v'chumas. They brought these precious stones. V'chumas kefi medrasho is an explanation of what a chumas is. Yoter nim'as. Avos sham nit'arva kol ha'nidava. Aval shiyasu kol miyuchad minha tachshit asui liyetzehara lo haya boshe bocher b'kach ad shenema lokein mipi hagbura. So he sort of says something similar. He says, if not for the fact that Hashem told him to accept all of these jewels, he would not have done it. Lo yadati ech yitparesh lefize asher tzav u petach ol mo'ed. So the Ramban says, if that's really the only issue, why does it say asher tzav u? They piled this up, all these mirrors, petach ol mo'ed v'ulay yomar. Maybe it means Sheviu hanashim hanedava hahi el oel Moshe shekura oel moed. Maybe the women knew that there was some kind of tension here, so they brought the mirrors to the house of Moshe Rabbeinu v'atzmo kibel mehem al pi hadibur, and he himself accepted that because everybody thought, I guess, that the mirrors were problematic. The Oel HaMishkan, the tent of the Mishkan, lo nasa adayin. It didn't really have petach ol moed, didn't exist as yet. Lo nasa adayin. Uncleus tirgem datian litzalo litra mishkan zimnoik, translated into Aramaic, notim divarav lidivrei Rabbi Abraham. Sha'amar, Shayu anashima elu obdot, obdot Hashem. These women were servants of Hashem. Visach made the avo. Bissau. One second. Bissau. Bissau mitavot ze haolam. Nidabach. Ubaot bechol yom vayom el mul petach ol moed litpalel v'lishmo divrei ha-mitzvot. So the Ramban learns it in the opposite way of the Tanchuma. According to the Tanchuma, the mirrors represented an idolatrous position, a negative position. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to accept it as a donation. Finally, Moshe Rabbeinu did accept it because Hashem told him to accept it. But according to the Ibn Ezra, quoted by the Ramban, Shayu Anashima Elo Ovdot Hashem, there's no doubt about the standing of these women. Bisaru mita'avot ze ha'olam. They were not interested in the desires that people had in this world. V'natnu mar'oteihem nidavar. It was a sign that they were not interested in whatever the mar'ot might give them. So it's like a different take on it, right? Bisaru mita'avot ze ha'olam. V'natnu mar'oteihem nidavar. Uba'ot b'kol yom v'yom el petach ol mo'ed. So he says, what's this petach ol mo'ed et palel l'shmo debrei ha-mitzvot? That the pasuk says, el petach ol mo'ed, because there was no petach ol mo'ed. It must have been, according to the Ramban, v'yitachein od shenemar b'derech ha-pshat sh'asa ki-yor, Bechano, Mimarot Hanashim Shabal Mehem, Savagadol, Menesfu El Petachol Moed, Latet Mar Otehem Benidvat Levan. Vayan Nechoshet Amarot Nechoshet, Vayan Nechoshet Amarot, Nechoshikalal Memorat Viafemaot. Okay, the copper was very nice. Copper Valkane. Yiched oto mitchila lekol lekli hazeh. And that's why it decided immediately that the mirror should be used for the kiyor. Vadashim birotan kein. When the women realized this, nesafotu baot sivot sivot. They come in large groups, these women, latet kulam mar'oteihem, to give as a donation their mirrors, esot behem kol kiyor, vekano, to make the entire kiyor, which was a very big vessel, and kano, its base. Vegam nachon hu sheyitkan kavnu bikach mitchila. Mipnei inyan hasota. And maybe it was, you have to think about it, that the kiyor was going to ultimately have the function of producing the meisota. Shitkavnu b'kach mitchila mipnei inyan hasota. That's why the kiyor was made with the mirrors of the women. V'hem kiblu kein aleihem b'simcha v'itnadvu latet bo kol mar'oteihem. So that the Ramban is not prepared to accept the idea that it harkens back to Yitziat Mitzrayim. In fact, he says it may be connected to the Mesotah, which have not yet been created. There's no tzivui on the Mesotah up to that point. So we see that the parshanut, the interpretation that we heard from Rashi and the Ramban, differs not only in its content, but differs primarily in what they found difficult. That the Rashi is trying to explain why were there Marot, and the Ramban is trying to explain about Petach Oel or Moed, but both of them seem to agree that the Marot are very important, unique, and reflect whatever was going on in building the Mishkan. So that even though I said at the beginning of our conversation tonight, I said that the Parshiot repeat themselves, the Parsha Truma Tetzave repeat themselves of Vayakel and Pekudei. Nevertheless, by Marot Hatzovot appears in Pekudei and not in Truma. So this itself is a kind of an indication that things changed around. And according to Rashi, after the Chet HaEgel, when you saw mirrors, you saw a transgression. Which is similar to what we discussed in the past, that Adam HaRishon and Chava, when they ate from the Eitz HaDaat, the tree of knowledge, they suddenly knew that they were naked. I mean, they knew they were naked. I mean, what's there to know? I mean, but they knew that they suddenly knew that they had the opportunity to do a bad thing, to misuse this talent that they had, this particular ability they had could be misused. And the same thing was true about food. When they were in Gan Eden, there was just always something to eat, so that there was no pressure to eat. When they came out of Gan Eden, when Gan Eden was closed to them and they had to live in the world without a Gan Eden, it became much more difficult. Eating became a bigger problem. We had to get the food, and you had to prepare the food, and you had to eat the food. Everything became a problem. So here you see Rashi uses the Tanchuma to say that the Kiyor somehow reminds me of Mitzrayim, of the bad in Mitzrayim and the good that the women did in Mitzrayim. Whereas according to the Ramban, that part of it doesn't interest him, even though he quotes Rashi, so maybe that would be a way of saying that he includes Rashi in his comment about Petach Olam Moed. Tov, all the best to you. Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Have a good Shabbos.